the Rome that had been remade by Michelangelo and the Counter-Reformation popes.
There came a point when the Roman Church would be a victim of its own success. All that wealth, all that power, the biggest basilica with the biggest dome in the world. And you know that sooner or later someone's going to come along and say, remember the simplicity of Christ? Remember Christ's mission to teach and preach to the poor? And then there'd be a second great point, that the whole idea of the Christian message is that the compassion of God lay in giving his own son the form of human flesh and blood. Now you put those two things together, poverty and the physical presence of flesh and blood, and you know there has to be a new kind of art. Only problem is, nobody could do that since the death of Michelangelo, and then along comes a second Michelangelo.
We shouldn't get carried away, but isn't it striking that the rule breakers in art were often law breakers? Like Cellini, Michelangelo Merisi da Caravaggio was a bisexual murderer with major anger management issues, foul-mouthed, short-fused, in and out of jail. But if he acted like a devil, he painted like an angel. And patrons who suddenly wanted startlingly raw, realistic images of ordinary people, many of them poor, to persuade themselves they were reviving Christ's gospel to the humble, couldn't get enough of him. This is the Church of San Agostino in Rome, and this just may be my favourite Caravaggio, the Madonna of the Loreto. Even by the standards of Christian legends, this one is a bit of a stretch. To escape destruction in the 13th century, the House of the Virgin was supposed to have been airlifted out of the Holy Land, touching down in the Italian town of Loreto, where it became a place of pilgrimage.